Good afternoon. You're listening to the Roy West Show, hosted by Zach Stiles on News Talk 560 KLVI. It can be heard worldwide on the free iHeartRadio app, iTunes, and Spotify. We always have the best guests, and today is a day that we get to visit and talk with Michael Connor and Velma Connor with the Dream Center of Southeast Texas. How are we doing today?
Great. Great.
Wonderful. Thanks,
so glad to have y'all on the show today. You know, your ministry here in Southeast Texas is so impactful. Tell me just a little bit about what y'all do each and every day, and then we'll jump into some things that are maybe, you know, happening a little bit different based on COVID and the most recent hurricane. But go ahead and tell the folks kind of what y'all do day in and day out.
Well, I'm going to let my wife answer that question since she does all the logistics. So
smart
well,
man.
We're busy. We're pretty much 24/7. We actually live here on campus, but we have a variety of things. One of the things we have is the Men Recovery Program here, where men that are struggling with addictions or life controlling issues, it's an inpatient facility. So they actually live here with us on campus. And they have daily things that they do. They wake up in the morning, do prayer walk. They have breakfast. They have work therapy. They go to different services. They have groups, Celebrate Recovery, Genesis, things like that. So it kind of helps them get into a structure and good habits that they're learning as they're here. And then throughout the week, we also have different things, like we have food and clothing pantry. People are in need. We have that throughout the month to be able to come and get food and clothing as there is a need. We also partner with different agencies like Southeast Texas Hoop that comes, and they have basketball. So we're very involved in the community. We also go out sometimes in the community, which called Adopt a Block, where we go to apartment complexes and give out food, schools. We do school events. We just had a backpack giveaway recently for children. So we're trying to just get in the community and find the need and just help them wherever we can help them with.
Well, and it sounds like you kind of span a whole lot of different, you know, needs. You meet a litany of needs throughout Southeast Texas. Specifically, I know you have the recovery program there, but you're also able to just reach out really wherever y'all can, is kind of what it sounds like.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we like to tell people that we're a faith-based, one-stop social services organization, where if we don't have, you know, the need that somebody has, then we have a lot of partners across the community that we get in touch with, and we just try to make sure that those clients' needs are met one way or the other.
Wow. And, you know, you bring up a great point. I like what you said there in regards to teaming up with other nonprofits. This is a team effort here in Southeast Texas, mm-hmm. whether it's nonprofits, whether it's small business. But it's so encouraging just to hear you say that, Mike, that, you know, right now, more than ever, nonprofits need assistance, whether it's monetary, whether it's volunteers, whether it's donations. And the fact that we can all come together and there's a specific place, you know, for every nonprofit out there, but y'all are actively seeking, okay, well, if we can't meet your needs, who can we hook you up with, you know, that mm-hmm. can help you out? And it's just so encouraging to hear you say that, Mike. I know y'all have an event coming up. Tell me a little bit about the Voices of Success event coming up.
Well, the Voices of Success is our annual fundraiser that we do. Last year was our kickoff event. We had a actual fish fry on site, had about 300 people in attendance, raised about $30,000. So it's a really, really good fundraiser for us. Of course, with COVID this year, we had to change things around. So what we're doing this year is a virtual fundraiser where we are posting testimonies and stories on our Facebook and our website, and just letting people know what the program is all about. Success program. Success is an acronym that stands for Supernatural Understanding, for Conquering Chaos, and Eradicating Self-Sabotage. It's a holistic approach where we help people understand, number one, you got to have a supernatural understanding of who you are and who God created you to be. Number two, conquering the chaos of addictions and other life-controlling problems. And number three, eradicating self-sabotage through personal counseling, group counseling, experience of going through and helping people that are less fortunate than you, and really getting outside yourself, because addictions can be very selfish. And so we want to bring awareness to that fact that there are a lot of people hurting. And with people being isolated with the whole COVID-19 thing, we're seeing a rise in addictions. And so we really need to let people know that we're here to help. We offer a free program. We have limited beds, but we do offer it for free because we believe that God has given it to us for free, and we want to pass it on. And it is faith-based in nature, really trying to help people understand that there is hope, that there is life beyond addictions, and we have success stories every day.
Wow. And part of this Voices of Success event that you're putting on for the entire month of September, if I understood correctly, you're going to have testimonies, you're going to have people, these success stories, and people are going to be able to, watch those and pay attention to those and learn more about the Dream Center of Southeast Texas. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We definitely want to share that. We want to bring awareness. And also, because I mentioned it is a free program, although it's not free, somebody has to pay for it. And so that's why we're having the virtual fundraising event to let people know this is what we offer, and that you can actually be part of the success of these individuals by helping us through your time and your prayer and your donations.
So where do people go to get involved with this virtual fundraiser?
Well, they can follow us on Facebook. We do have a page, Dream Center SCTX, at Dream Center SCTX, or they can go up to our website, dreamcentersctx.org. Or if you want to keep up with all the different videos and all the things that's going on, you can sign up at our newsletter, which we will be sending out emails. But you can sign up on our newsletter on Facebook or our website.
Great. And what is your website again?
DreamCenterSETX.org.
DreamCenterSETX.org. And you've got multiple ways that people can be involved. Right now, where are y'all located?
We're located at the old Al Price facility. We're in separate rooms, so we're not catching visual cues. So, we're located at the old Al Price Detention Center off of Highway 69 on FM 3514. And we've been blessed with the county to be able to have a 20-year lease here and be able to affect lives. And so they can come by our office. They can call us 409-234-5255. Although please do leave a message. We get a lot of phone calls, and the phone is busy quite often, so make sure and leave a message so we can call them back.
Thank you for sharing that information. Folks, this is a wonderful organization, faith-based, reaching out to our community, affecting our community each and every day. Please check them out on Facebook. Check out their website. Get involved with the Voices of Success. Velma, you had mentioned earlier September is National Recovery Month. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's National Recovery Month, and we're participating that to bring awareness. And like you said, to bring success stories, because we know that there's a lot of people out there in need. And if they could just hear someone that's going through what they're going through and how there's hope and how there is success, it just encourages others to get the help that they need. That's the bottom line, just to bring awareness. And there is help out there, there's hope, and we just want to be able to be one of those facilities to help people.
And such a great resource here in our own backyard for people to just reach out. You're going to get them plugged in, whether it's with the Dream Center of Southeast Texas in one of your programs, or if it's even with another organization, to help them understand that help is even available. Because I would imagine that oftentimes it's just not even asking for help or understanding that the help was there. Because from our last conversation, y'all assist with all types of addictions, and really no addiction is, one and the same, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Well,
yes, sir.
And if someone cannot come into our program, which is live in residential, we do have Celebrate Recovery, which is a weekly meeting on Friday nights at 6:30, so they can get the help and support that they need in the community.
And all of that information is right there on y'all's website. All of it's on Facebook, folks. It's easy to find. They make it that way so that you can tell other folks about the Dream Center of Southeast Texas to get folks the help that they need, you know, here in our own backyard. So again, Voices of Success, this is a month-long campaign that y'all are running. It is a fundraiser. Right now, more than ever here in Southeast Texas, we need to be wrapping our arms around nonprofits and helping with y'all any way that we can. Is there a way that they can volunteer right now?
Yes, all they have to do is come to an orientation, and they can call our number, and we'll give them the next date that we're going to be having that. And it's just a quick orientation, what the Dream Center is about, and different ways to get involved, and then we'll sign them up and they can help us with everything that's going on here at the campus and outreaches.
Right, and I imagine there's just so many things on the day in and day out. What is that phone number that people can reach you at?
You can reach us at 409. Go ahead.
409-234-5255.
Great, and on Facebook.
And we've been reaching out in the community with the hurricane relief efforts as well, of sending some of our guys out there. So if there's some people that need some help, if we can't help, we know a lot of organizations that are helping. And so just have them call us the same number, 409-234-5255, and we'll make sure that people get plugged in to get the help they need.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michael and Velma Connor, for being on the show today with the Dream Center of Southeast Texas. We look forward to having you on the show again in the very near future. Thank y'all for everything y'all do.
Thank you for inviting us.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Roy West Show on News Talk 560 KLVI. You can listen to us every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, and Apple iTunes. We have a wonderful show today. We've got Liz Fredericks with the Better Business Bureau. She's the president of the Better Business Bureau. Man, that's a mouthful. Welcome to the show, Liz.
It's great to be here, Zach.
We're glad to have you. And I know you're very busy right now with the Better Business Bureau. We've got a lot going on with the impact of COVID-19, you know, y'all do a lot of amazing things for local businesses here in Southeast Texas. Why don't you give us just kind of an overview, you know, that 5,000 foot view of the Better Business Bureau?
Sure. Well, the Better Business Bureau, our primary mission is to advance marketplace trust. So we do that by connecting buyers to trustworthy businesses. So everything that we do on a daily basis is to help connect that buyer to someone that has a history locally that, you know, we have data on that you can find and trust. And then we do a lot in the community. I just kind of lost the connection there. And then we also focus on helping businesses be better, to help them grow, to help them connect with community, to increase their online reputation, get their messages out there. And of course, with COVID-19, that is a lot of what we're doing right now. Our Better Business Bureau does do unique research for businesses on an ongoing basis. So we've been delivering a lot of that information to business owners to help them to manage through this time and connect better with suppliers. And like I said, we also want to make sure that we can help the customer side, right?
So sure.
We in the community, helping both sides of the market to just be better. And we're hyper local. We really focus on local business.
Well, we are proud members of the Better Business Bureau here at the Roy West team at Guild Mortgage. And I always enjoy seeing the things that y'all are doing in the community and the different programs that, you know, you have. And I think, you know, you hit on something really, you know, impactful, that COVID-19 is one of those things that nobody really has any history of necessarily dealing with. So the fact that, you know, the Better Business Bureau is there as a resource to help people
kind of figure out how do we maneuver through this kind of as a community and from the local level. I think that's a nice resource to have right here in Southeast Texas.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and of course we recommend people, you know, it's easy to use our information online. So bbb.org, it's easy to connect and see the information that we have on businesses. And we're every day updating reports, letting people know who's open, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see where that would be a huge benefit too.
Absolutely. And especially a credit to businesses, because businesses like yours who are accredited are the ones that actually sign an agreement with the BBB to uphold standards of trust. And so those are the companies we hold towards a higher standard, you know, truth in advertising, high customer service, responsiveness, you know, transparency. Those are things that every customer wants in their business.
Absolutely. And the Better Business Bureau gives folks a place where they can see that. They can see the history of a company and all the things that are important for making business decisions, not only for themselves, but also as a from the consumer standpoint, like you said.
Absolutely.
So that's, we love the Better Business Bureau and we're excited because y'all have some fun things coming up. Why don't you tell us about this statewide women's conference coming up?
Yes, well, we're really excited this year. We are on our second year of our BBB Texas Women's Conference. We started last year in Southeast Texas. It was awesome. It was a huge success. It was a live event. We had almost 500 women there. Well, wow. This year we have COVID. So we're like, okay, we're probably not going to be able to have 500 women get together.
Right.
We came to that conclusion this summer and pivoted over to saying, let's just do a virtual event. And that actually opened another opportunity for us. And I would say that this is something that is common for businesses in our area too. You know, we're all looking for ways to connect with the community in new and unique ways. And so when we knew we had to go virtual, we started to look for partners. And it was not something we could do on our own with our own resources. So locally, we have this incredible university, LIT, right?
And yeah,
they partnered with us to give us the software platform to deliver a virtual conference through Blackboard. So that was
wow,
exciting. And then we reached out to every Better Business Bureau in the state of Texas and said, why don't we join together and bring this conference to every woman in the state of Texas and really celebrate also this year, you know, 2020 is the 100 year anniversary of the women's right to vote.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we kind of made that part of our theme for this.
Sure.
So every Better Business Bureau in the state is delivering the message on the conference. We have speakers from around the state. We have speakers from Southeast Texas as well. And it will be October 22nd from 9 a.m. until 4:30. We also have an international keynote speaker over lunch. We'll also have networking, virtual networking, where women can actually meet other women in very small groups and get to know one another, go deeper on topics, and it's a happy hour. So they just might choose to have a glass of wine during that particular moment. And that
would well, those virtual happy hours, they're picking up steam, and what better way to connect, you know, and get a smaller group and dig deeper on some things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really have some spectacular speakers. Locally, we'll have Natasha Garrett from Angel Enterprises, who is focusing on mentoring in peer groups, which she knows a lot about. So
that's absolutely. She's an amazing businesswoman. I know her personally. She's fantastic.
Absolutely is. And we have Dr. Belinda George. And we're
so
excited about having her. Right. I mean, she's innovative. She's been on national news. And so we're just really blessed to have her join us as a speaker as well. And then from San Antonio, we have Susan Combs. So she was the former assistant secretary of the U.S. Department of Interior. She's a rancher, entrepreneur, author. I mean, we have a really exciting group of women that'll be there as speakers and presenters.
It sounds like it. You've got some real rock stars there, both here locally. Dr. Belinda George, also know her very well. The passion that she brings to what she does every single day is just heartwarming and eye-opening for even just anybody that wants to get to know her. Just the things that she does every day is just amazing. You just even follow her on Facebook. So that's really, really neat that you've got some heavy hitters there.
Yeah. So we're just inviting every woman in Southeast Texas to join us this year. And in light of the hurricane and everything else that's going on, we are offering the entire conference for $25 for the entire conference. So it's very affordable. That was important to us. Women can also sponsor a woman who is part of Dress for Success. For Success is a nonprofit organization, and they help women enter back into the workforce. And we are offering them free tickets if people sponsor someone for, and that's $10 if you want to sponsor a woman in Dress for Success. So
fantastic, Liz. Well, we have just a little bit more time. How do people sign up for this? What's the best way to reach out to the BBB?
Absolutely. Right on our website, bbb.org, Beaumont, or Southeast Texas. It'll get you to our event, and all the information and links to register are right there. Look for us on Facebook, LinkedIn. We're going to be out there quite a bit promoting the event as well. So, yeah.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate everything that the BBB does for our community all the time, and specifically right now, helping small businesses get through COVID-19 and figure out best practices. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Zach. You have a great day.
And we're back with the Roy West Show on News Talk 560, KLVI. I'm your host, Zach Stiles. Show can be heard from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays, again on 560 KLVI, and on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, and Spotify. And we have a wonderful guest today. We've got the one and only Nettie Giglio. How are we doing today, Nettie?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
We are so glad to have you today. Folks, this is like red alert. We need red blood cells. Nettie is with LifeShare Blood Center of Southeast Texas. Nettie, where are the needs right now?
Absolutely. So in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura, we've recently pushed out an emergency appeal for blood products in our community. That is something we have not done in about over a year. So we've survived through COVID. We've maintained, we've struggled, but we've maintained. But in the aftermath of this hurricane, it's really devastated the blood supply. LifeShare Blood Center supplies blood to not only Southeast Texas, but Louisiana as well, especially Lake Charles. And we know that Lake Charles was pretty devastated by this hurricane, and they really need our help right now. So we are just trying to get anybody and everybody to come donate.
So, you know, this is really a plea more than anything, because right now, I mean, so Lake Charles, obviously totally devastated by Hurricane Laura. Our hearts go out to those folks, but you know, one way that maybe people can help here would be by donating blood.
And absolutely. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't think about blood donation in response to a hurricane. Down here, you know, we're so used to, people trying to get their electricity back up, and we're cutting down trees, and we're sending supplies, and those are all wonderful things to do. But especially right now, considering that Lake Charles, we have a center in Lake Charles, and they've been out of commission for days and haven't been able to collect any blood. So in places like Beaumont, who weren't hit as hard, we're still recovering, but it's necessary that people step up and donate here in response, as people in Lake Charles especially are not able to.
Right. So I know there's a lot of folks out there that they want to help. They want to do what they can to help our brothers and sisters over there in Louisiana, Lake Charles, Sulphur, that area that got hit so hard. And I think you bring up a really good point. And donating blood should be on everybody's mind all the time. But let's be real, sometimes it's not at the forefront of our minds. But during a time like this, there are so many folks that want to help, but maybe they don't have the means to, right? They're not going to load up in the back of a pickup truck and be able to go, you know, with all the supplies and things like that. So for those people that maybe aren't able to assist in that way physically, you know, by going to Lake Charles, donating blood right here in Southeast Texas is an awesome opportunity to be able to help and help folks out over there.
It really is. You know, we've seen so many people, like you said, loading up trucks and going over with supplies. And I'm sure, you know, we're so grateful. I know the people in our center over there are so grateful for that as well. But like you said, not everybody has the means to. We're pushing and depending on our local churches right now to hold blood drives. You know, our businesses in the community, our schools. I know it's easy to say, you know, we'll hold the blood drive later, you know, when things calm down. But right now is when we need to hold those blood drives. You know, donating blood is safe. It's recommended by the Surgeon General. He's asked that we continue to donate blood. And like you said, it may not always be in the forefront of everybody's minds, but right now is when we need people to really step up. We're desperate for types O and B, we're accepting all donations. We really need to get our hospital's supply back up.
Absolutely. And I think one thing to bring up, because I didn't know this until I went and gave blood, was that there's a lot of people that want to give blood, but they may not be able to give blood. So say you do have somebody come into your center, they want to give blood, but for whatever reason that day, they're not able to. Well, that can happen with a lot of people. So you need even more people, you know, volunteering and coming in and, you know, hosting blood drives and things like that, because it's not like every single person that comes in is able to donate.
Exactly. Yeah. We deal with that a lot. We deal with it. We call it the deferral rate. And some people will be deferred. Maybe they have low iron. That's probably one of our biggest hiccups is people with, you know, maybe they're not anemic, but their iron's not high enough to donate. One example was this weekend, we had somebody come to a blood drive and her iron was too low. And we told her, you know, there are things you can do to bump it up, certain things you can eat, supplements you can take. And she came back a few days later to donate again. So that was great. That's a biggie, is low iron. And we want people to understand that that changes daily. Your hemoglobin levels change often. So please don't let that be a reason to not come in and try, because you never know what day you may be eligible. So the big thing is to just get people to come out and try. Like you said, if a church maybe is hosting a blood drive, you know, if we're shooting to get 10 units, you need to have 15 people ready to come and try. So that really is where the work comes into play, is getting those donors, getting people to come out and at least try.
And Nettie, the LifeShare Blood Center, y'all do a fantastic job of being mobilized, getting, you know, the bus out there, if it's a bus, or getting the chairs, or getting the people where they need to go. So it's really not a matter of having the people and the resources. Y'all are able to do that really, really well. It's getting the warm bodies in to, you know, donate the blood. So, you know, having worked with you before, you know, the Roy West team, Guild Mortgage has worked with y'all before and doing some blood drives with Lamar and things like that. And it's always an exciting time, but now is more important than ever. How do people set something up like that, a blood drive? Who do they reach out to?
Yeah, so you reach out to me or any account manager at LifeShare Blood Center. We'd be happy to help. And like you said, there is a format, a template in regards to blood drives. We'll tell you, you know, we can come out any day of the week. We collect every single day of the week, any hours, morning, noon, night. You know, so if you just call LifeShare Blood Center, we're at 4305 Laurel in Beaumont, and our phone number is 409-838-5289. And just say, I want to set up a blood drive. They'll transfer you to me, and we'll be happy to find a day on the calendar that'll work. Like you said, the workload is not that great. We bring the techs, we bring the supplies, we bring everything we need, and you supply the donors. So.
Well, so you're still wide open for business right now. People can come to your location there and they can donate all day, every day. And I want to continue to hit on this. So if you go in one day and you're not able to, you know, it's important that you try again or follow, you know, their recommendations, because a lot of people may not come try again. And right. It's important to, you know, just remember the fact that it's an emergency status right now. Louisiana, Lake Charles, they're still shut down, correct? Or they're trying to get back open?
They're trying to get back on their feet, yes. They should be operational soon, but they did sustain a lot of damage. And I know that folks in that area are struggling. That really is the most important thing, is if you've been deferred once, twice, don't let that keep you from trying again. We've got to have those donors come back in. So,
and I know that y'all are being extra careful and safe right now. We still have COVID hanging around. That's always still in the back of everybody's mind. But, you know, I can assure you, just having worked with Nettie and her team, you know, they're taking extra precautions right now to make sure that it's still safe to give blood, that it's still accessible, and that people are able to do that even now. And now more than ever, they need those donations. So now, how do people reach out to you on Facebook, website? Give me all the goods.
All of those things. So you can go to lifeshare.org. And the great thing about our website is you can go to lifeshare.org, hit donate, type in your zip code, and you can find a mobile drive near you. We're located at 4305 Laurel in Beaumont, or you can give us a call, 409-838-5289. You can also message us on Facebook.
Thank you so much, Nettie, for just being on the show today, giving us all that wonderful information. Again, I can't stress it enough. This is a plea. This is a cry for help. The LifeShare Blood Center, they need you. They need your red blood cells right now. So please get over to one of their locations. If you see their bus, stop and just say, hey, can I donate today? I mean, at this point, it's just, we need to help the LifeShare Blood Center, because they're there for us when we need it. So we needed to be there for y'all. Thank you so much for being on the show, Nettie.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Get out and donate today. And we're back with the Roy West Show on News Talk 560 KLVI. And I'm your host, Zach Stiles. The show can be heard worldwide on the free iHeartRadio app, iTunes, and Spotify. Today's guest is Bree Babineau. She is the executive director for the Mental Health America of Southeast Texas. Did I get that right, Bree?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Fantastic. We're so happy to have you on the show today. So tell folks here in Southeast Texas what MHA does here on a daily basis.
Sure. MHA is a local nonprofit, and we do mental health education and advocacy. So we offer mental health trainings, we host mental health community awareness campaigns, and we actually also host a yearly conference as well for mental health professionals or educators to learn a little bit more about destigmatizing mental health and how they can help their community and students.
Wow. So you're connecting a lot of people here in Southeast Texas with other organizations by bringing awareness to mental health. And what are some of the things that you do offer? So, I mean, is it classes? Is it XYZ?
Yeah, of course. So I'll start with our resource guides, because that's our tangible object that we offer. So we collaborate with other social service organizations so that we can really keep tabs on what's going on in the community, what's available, and if someone's in need, where do they need to go to get what they need? So we kind of aggregate that information, we put it in a resource guide, and it's a printed booklet that people can get for free. We'll give them to anyone and everyone, as many as you need. Oftentimes school districts actually will pass them out, one per family at the start of the year. But because services are ever changing, we also keep tabs on it, and people can reach us via phone or email to get kind of more up-to-date information, or if they need a specific kind of referral, we'll help them out with that. We also do a lot of trainings. So typically our trainings are for the community at large, so non-mental health professionals. Our trainings, I like to really compare them to CPR trainings. So everyone is trained, almost everyone, right, is trained at some point in CPR. Mm-hmm. You know what to do when someone's not breathing. You give chest compressions, you perform CPR while help is on the way. And our trainings are really similar. We work really hard to train people in what to do when someone's in a mental health crisis. So what are some steps you can take? What can you do while you're calling for some professional help if someone's in crisis? And so we offer those trainings. Right now we're offering them virtually. Of course, they used to be in person, but we're doing them all virtually, and we'll do them for anyone.
So if there's a business or an organization that wants to learn more about this, whether it's a church group or another nonprofit or really anybody, they can reach out to you directly and set up a virtual training to get the specifics on what they need to be doing if they encounter somebody that's having a mental health issue. Or maybe does it also focus on what to look for, you know, cues, things like that, so that you can be proactive?
Yes, absolutely. So our trainings will, and it depends on which training you go to, right? So some trainings we have are pretty long. Like we have an 8-hour training that's mental health first aid, and that's a certification training that's nationally recognized. Then we have shorter trainings, maybe an hour, 2 hours, but all of our trainings will include some information on warning signs and risk factors. So things to look out for and to maybe give you a little cue when maybe you need to reach out to someone.
Mm-hmm. And have you noticed, you know, we're all in the middle of this pandemic right now. Have you been able to help folks kind of understand a little bit about just the importance of checking on people right now, reaching out to people that may be stuck in their homes and they aren't able to be social? I would think that now would be a really important time to making sure that you're just, you know, reaching out to loved ones and reaching out to those who maybe aren't able to get out.
Absolutely. It takes a toll when we're not able to connect with people. And especially for, you know, for someone who may have already been experiencing some mental illness, now this added isolation or difficulties in seeing people going about a regular day may make it even more difficult. But even for someone who has not been experiencing mental illness, This is, I think, it's been a pretty incredible time to see just kind of the levels of anxiety, right? Mm. People just being a lot more anxious, you know, being worried about, am I going to get sick? Is someone I know going to get sick? I can't get what I need from the store. Everything about our life has changed. And so it's definitely valid and expected that we would all be feeling maybe a little anxious or having some hard times now. And so reaching out to people is so key to check in on them and to try to establish some kind of support and connection.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, here in Southeast Texas, we always do such a good job of supporting one another. You know, and one thing I just want to bring up is the fact that, you know, your nonprofits right now, they're not something that you can go and see visibly that they're in need right now, right? I mean, we know restaurants at half capacity, we know that bars, those kinds of things. But right now, as a community, specifically in Southeast Texas, we really need to be, you know, banding together as far as nonprofits go. And from talking to you and visiting with you, it sounds like you're staying well connected with all of the other nonprofits as, you know, we kind of figure out this whole COVID thing and staying at home while still being able to take care of, you know, making sure to bring awareness about mental health and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this month is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. We know you're very, very busy, you know, continuing to spread the word and just make sure that people know about it and that these kind of conversations aren't taboo. What's the best way that people can reach out to you?
The best way people can reach out to me is via email. The email address to use is info@mhasetx.org. You can call us as well, but we are working from home quite a bit, and I can tell you, you'll get a really quick response to an email. But if you just want to call and you don't want an email or don't have access, our phone number is 409-550-0134.
Great. So people can email, they can call if they have questions about your services. It's maybe setting up a time that you could do some virtual training. things like that, or if they just have general questions about mental health and maybe different organizations here in Southeast Texas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything and everything. We'd love to come do a training for you, your church, your business, whoever, like you mentioned earlier. And yeah, maybe you need some resource guides, or you just want a little more info. We'd love to chat with you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Bree.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're back here on the Roy West Show. I'm your host, Zach Stiles. We are always on Sundays, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. on News Talk 560 KLVI. You can also listen to us on the iHeartRadio app worldwide. You can also hear us on iTunes and Spotify. Folks, we had such a fun show today. We got to visit with Michael and Velma Connor with the Dream Center of Southeast Texas. Folks, they need your donations. They need volunteers. Go to dreamcenterstx.org. Figure out how you can get involved. Great local charity here in Southeast Texas. We also got to visit with Liz Fredericks. She's the president of the Better Business Bureau. They're hosting a women's conference on October 22nd. It's going to be virtual. It's going to be fun. Go to bbb.org to find out how you can get signed up for that. We also got to visit with Nettie Giglio with LifeShare Blood Center. Folks, LifeShare Blood Center is in dire need of your red blood cells. Donate today. Donate often. It's a way that you can help our community here, also other communities. They're sending a lot of blood over to Louisiana, where they were just affected by Hurricane Laura. Also got to visit with Bree Babineaux, the executive director with Mental Health America of Southeast Texas. Folks, this month is National Suicide Awareness Month. They're doing everything they can to bring awareness to mental health here in Southeast Texas. They work with other charities, getting people plugged in where they need to be plugged in. Folks, this show has been brought to you by the Roy West team of Guild Mortgage, your home loan lender. We do all types of home loans, conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA. Give us a call at 409-866-1901 or online at roywestteam.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.